Dreaming of a college degree but worried about tuition cost? Ohio State Newark now has the Regional Campus Commitment, which offers tuition and mandatory fees for eligible first-year students and families who make less than $100K annually. Enjoy small class sizes, personalized attention from faculty, and access to world-class resources close to home. With more than 200 programs to choose from, your future starts here. Visit go.osu.edu/NewarkApply to see if you qualify and register for a campus visit.
Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Whites that wow, Maria. What have you got for us? What have you seen?
The Masked Singer.
Oh, The Masked Singer.
We watch it every weekend in our house, and the kids love, they don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah, because when they go, take it off, it's Roman Kemp. And they're all like, yay! Yeah. And your kids are going, who?
And like, me and Johnny, the whole way through, are like, I bet you that's such and such, and I bet you that's such and such. But the kids are like, oh yeah, I think that too. They just want to watch it for take it off.
Of course.
I'd say they can hear us like a mile away from our house when we're saying
that. Was this the final final?
This was the final of this season, yeah. And it came down to two. One was Conkers and the other was Mott.
Conkers and Mott.
So Conkers, it's just a guy. For anyone who hasn't seen The Masked Singer, they're all in costumes. They sing songs every week. And then somebody gets unmasked every week. You have to guess
who the voice is. What I'm always impressed with is how you remember years ago there was a thing on the show called the Toll Trolls. It was like, I'm talking about 20 years ago. But in that, we ended up with these big giant heads that we would put on. And I'd have a microphone in my head. But like, you could hear that I was inside someone's head. Do you know, in a paper mache head.
Yeah.
I'm always impressed when they're singing that they don't sound like they're stuck inside a head.
This is the real deal, Dave.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Not just like, homemade paper mache styrofoam heads. Yeah, okay,
exactly,
fair enough.
But it was class. Like, what I can't understand about it is the panel who, they're not there to really do anything.
Right.
They're just there to throw you in a direction with the clues that are given throughout the season of.
Can I be totally
who
honest
everybody
with you?
Is.
And I don't want to nag on your show that you love.
Yeah.
But the panel is what makes me not watch that show.
Why? Well, it's Davina McCall, Maya Jama, Jonathan Ross.
No, it's not the people.
Mo Gilligan.
Yeah, it's not the people. It's just like the. I don't know. I'm just like going, shut up and get on with the show. Like, stop. Oh, I think that might be. Oh, my God, do you know what you think? Yeah, that's what I think. Shut up.
I quite like the panel. And I like when they get it right as well. And Maya Jama actually got it right about who the winner was.
Do you not think they're being fed? Do you think they're actually genuinely just giving out whatever?
No, because for ages, Jonathan Ross just guessed everybody was Mary Berry. And then...
that is quite funny.
Yeah, it is quite funny. If he just kept doing it then. But like the other times they'll go, I think it's Margot Robbie. And you're like, you're not getting Margot Robbie
on ITV and a Saturday.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, okay,
you're not getting Margot Robbie.
Yeah,
so it's not Margot. So, and we know you're not getting them and you know you're not getting them. So
you're
that's just silly.
It. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay,
so
okay.
I don't like that.
So who was Conkers and who was the Moth?
So Conkers came second.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is not a spoiler. Like, it's Monday. It was on Saturday.
Yeah, no spoiler. Don't Conkers, you dare.
Conkers came second, and he was unmasked as Ben Shepherd.
Ben, your manager's tipping point.
Yeah.
I love Ben.
So he, and this morning, isn't he this morning now?
Wait, what?
Could be.
Ben Shepherd does tipping point.
Doesn't he? Is that not who does tipping point?
Oh, maybe. Go on, sorry.
No, you check that now when we're talking, because people will give out to
us. It is Ben Shepherd, yeah. but he had to do a duet in his final bid to win the Masked Singer.
Okay.
He had to do a duet. And they bring on past masked singers
to
perform with them. And the person they brought on was, or the costume, was Snail. And do you remember who Snail was last year? Andrea Corr. And
no
they sang
way.
This.
I can't get enough of. I love Ben, but is that was he good at singing?
He did his best.
Okay. Are we right?
Yeah, sorry, I was getting mixed up with Alexander Armstrong, who does Pointless. Ben Shepherd is the guy.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Ben Fogle, because he was also in Masked Singer this year.
Who's
I can't
he?
Remember his costume. Don't remember, but he was in The Masked Singer this year. Oh, you don't know Ben Fogle?
So how do they stay on? Is it because they're, so it's not their singing
it's
talent?
It's the studio audience vote for who gets through.
Also, I
so
thought
it's all recorded like 6 months ago.
Possibly going to confuse Ben Shepherd, the Tipping Point presenter, with Ben Shepherd, the bass player in Soundgarden. But then I looked at you and went, he's not doing that.
No,
they're two different Ben Shepherds.
Only Fogle you're doing
either.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that meant that Moth won.
Yeah.
And you told me off air weeks ago.
Yes.
You said to me, I think.
Well, I said, gonna give a shout out to my friend Stephen, who sent me a message going, I think this. And then I said it to you, looking like I was an expert. And it turns out that Stephen was the expert because was he right?
He was right. It was Keisha from the Sugar Bays
was the winner. Keisha. What a singer. Keisha Buchanan from the Sugar Bays. What did she, how did she come across like when she was very shy when she was unmasked. Oh, really?
She was very shy and she was very kind of, you know, humble and like she's an amazing voice, amazing singer. I love the Sugar Babes and have done for years. So I was so excited it was her. But she was like, I'm such an introvert that it's so strange for me to be here without the girls by my side, but it was a good thing for me to do for my confidence. It brought me out my shell and everything.
And also an introvert would really love singing inside the mask because you're not being extroverted, you're hidden. You're just being hidden away.
Yeah.
That's gas.
So it was class. Yeah, great. Really, really good. Then something that went viral over the weekend.
Okay.
An interview with Barack Obama. Now, it was on a podcast. There's a guy called Brian Tyler Cohen. He's like a political... a commentator guy and he's like over 10 million subscribers across all different channels.
Wow.
But he had Barack Obama on and he does a decent get, you'd say, as an interviewer. He does like a quick fire round and he asked Barack in his quick fire round if aliens are real.
Right.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in what is it?
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the President of the United States.
What was the first question you wanted answered when you became president?
Where are the aliens?
Sorry. Why is he moving on? He said, "Are aliens real?" And he said, "They're real, but they're not." He just said they're real.
It was just a quick fire round.
He's committed to the bit. He's committed to his quick fire round.
Come on.
But the internet went mental.
I can imagine.
Because they, all the conspiracy theorists put that down to him confirming that there are aliens on the planet, on this planet.
See, this thing, like, I cannot for a second countenance that we are alone in an infinite universe. The building blocks of life exist throughout the universe. Life will exist. I am absolutely certain of that. Whether or not, in the time frame of 13 and a half billion years, there's something alive that has intergalactic travel that could come and find us at the same moment that we're alive in this tiny window. All of that I get is like really improbable. But there's just too much space for there not to be other life. But the fact that Barack Obama goes, they're real, and your man just goes, what time do you get up for breakfast? Oh my God.
No, the internet picked up on exactly that.
Okay.
The fact that he said they're real, they were like, oh my God, he's just told us. He's just told us that he knew when he was president that the aliens are here and blah, blah, blah. But so he, so much so, he had to come out on his social media last night, Barack Obama did, and he had to say, lads, I was answering the question, like, in a theoretical sense. I've never seen aliens.
Right,
I don't know of any alien life.
Right.
There are no Area 51, like, secrets. I don't know anything.
Okay.
People are like, no, but you said they're real.
You said it, Barack. You said they were real.
Dave Moore on Today FM.